From Beyond Plank to Cosmoglobe, Preliminary WMAPQ Band Analysis, by DJ Watts et al. We present the first application of the Cosmoglobe Analysis Framework by analyzing 9-year WMAP time-ordered observations using similar machinery as Beyond Plank utilizes for Planck LFI. We analyze only the Q1 band, 41 GHz, data and report on the low-level analysis process from uncalibrated time-ordered data to calibrated maps. Most of the existing Beyond Planck pipeline may be reused for WMAP analysis with minimal changes to the existing codebase. The main modification is the implementation of the same precondition biconjugate gradient mapmaker used by the WMAP team. Producing a single WMAP Q1 band sample requires 44 CPU hours, which is less than the cost of a Planck 70 GHz sample of 69 CPU hours. This demonstrates that full end-to-end Bayesian processing of the WMAP data is computationally feasible. Our recovered maps are generally similar to the maps released by the WMAP team, but more work is needed on side-lobe modeling before the new pipeline is ready for science-grade production. While comparing the Cosmoglobe and WMAP polarization maps, we identify the same large-scale pattern in the Q1 band as was previously reported in the V and W band polarization maps by the WMAP team, and we show that this morphology may be reproduced deterministically in terms of temperature to polarization leakage arising from the coupling between the CMB solar dipole, transmission imbalance, and side lobes. Given that this structure is present in the Q1, V, and W bands, it could have a non-negligible impact on cosmological and astrophysical conclusions drawn from these polarized maps. This was From Beyond Planck to Cosmoglobe, Preliminary WMAPQ Band Analysis, by DJ Watts et al.